This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This week in Barron's. Now, Barron's Bounce.
There's only a 7% chance that a Discover card is in your wallet, but the stock might have a good place in your portfolio. I'm Jack Otter, editor of Barron's.com with Jack Howe. Every Monday, we talk about stocks on the move after a positive Barron's story. Let's start with Discover. You've been positive on the stock, but this week, Robin Blumenthal picks up the baton and says, despite this little Trump rally we've seen, it's a good buy. And I got to say, I really don't want to be the guy in the restaurant who says, do you accept Discover? But it's been a good stock.
Yeah, everybody thinks of the business in terms of the stickers on the window, MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and they say, I see fewer Discover stickers, therefore maybe it's not working out. That's not the main business. The way to think of this company is it's a lender, and having that network business like Visa, MasterCard keeps its costs low. That allows Discover to offer generous rewards, which allows it to bring in customers without sacrificing credit quality. So in the war out there where everybody's trying to ramp up rewards and some card issuers are taking a dip in credit quality to try to grow their business, Discover, I think, is capable of quality growth. By the way, I also think it's a key, you know, if you're looking for a Trump rally stock, I think this is a key beneficiary because one thing just about everyone can agree is coming soon is a corporate tax cut. Everyone seems to want it. The corporate tax code stinks. The rates are too high. We don't collect much money because everyone gets out of it with loopholes.
And it's very important. This isn't related to Discover, but it's my real bugaboo. The poor small business guy, he pays 35%
because
he doesn't have overseas units to dump cash into.
Well, Discover is in that camp because, you know, companies that that don't have access to the same loopholes, Discover's paying 37%. So, I don't know, Trump has talked about 15, and I heard Paul Ryan say 20, and other folks are saying 25. Wherever it goes, it's going a lot lower than 37%, and Discover, you know, that's money. That's not theoretical. That's not maybe. That's money that will drop straight to the bottom line.
And the stock is selling about 10 times earnings versus over 13 for the category. Yeah. Let's move down to a much smaller company, a pesticide company called American Vanguard. This stock is also up today on a positive story in Barron's.
I could put this in a category with John Deere, with all kinds of companies out there where we've had years, I think this is the third year, of bumper, huge crops for corn and some other crops. Prices are low for these grains. That has hurt farmer income. So we had boom times before where crop prices are high and they invested a lot, and now when prices are low, they're not investing. And, you know, they're cutting back on, you know, it's cut into business for, you know, some of these herbicide companies, chemical companies. And this is one where I think the earnings right now are less than 50 cents a share per year. Our writer says the true earnings power here is somewhere like $2, $2.50. So if you can bounce back to that, if you believe that these crop prices will eventually revert to their averages, then you could see much better days ahead for this stock, and it looks cheap.
And I heard Elizabeth Warren had called in the locusts, so that's really going to hurt the corn crop and these prices.
There you go.
Let's move on to Trump stock, speaking of politics. So we've got a lot of stories about how he has changed the dynamics of the market. John Kilman's cover story, he writes about the infrastructure play. We've heard of this. We've heard a lot about it, but it still keeps working. One stock he mentions is Jacob Engineering, which is up about 4% today. But more importantly, what's the broad outlook for the stock market under a Trump presidency?
Well, look, who's to say, right? There's a lot of uncertainty. Let's be frank. I think the two lowest risk things you can do, bringing down that corporate tax rate, only because we're not collecting much money there anyhow, so we're not going to lose much money to lower it. The second is building infrastructure, roads, bridges, airports, and here's why I say that. Let's say that we end up with a big spending bubble, right? Let's say this costs too much and the whole thing blows up in our face at some point down the road and we say, wow, we wish we hadn't spent so much money. We're still going to have the stuff. Bubbles are not all created equally. It really depends. What did you build during the bubble years? If we built low-quality, shoddily constructed McMansions in second-tier suburbs, then we're
That rings a bell. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Then we're not particularly excited about that. But if we have renewed our infrastructure, we're going to enjoy the use of the stuff for many years to come. I think that will happen under President Trump. If we look at his history with hotels and casinos, even when he had to borrow with junk bond rates, he still built aggressively.
Yeah.
Now he can build at 2% treasury rates. I think he's going to build and build and build, and I think it's good for engineering stocks like this. You've also seen, by the way, U.S. Steel. It wasn't mentioned in the magazine. We mentioned it back in October. It's up more than 60% since then. Not only are they going to crack down on China's steel dumping, but with all the flack that Trump took during the debates about using Chinese steel, you can bet they're going to use U.S. steel when it comes to that building.
And the only problem is going to be Democrats who want to vote against Trump, but they're thinking, but for years I've been saying we need more infrastructure. So I don't know. We'll see what they do. But I think Trump's going to get it through a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate.
One of those things where there's common ground. And you can see the two of these connected. Corporate tax cuts, infrastructure. I mean, that seems to be what just about everyone wants.
And it's a lot easier to lower taxes and increase spending than the other way around.
Right.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.